Hello. Welcome, everyone. Karin's here.
Hi.
And Kelly's here.
Hello.
And I'm here. I'm Evie. And today we are going to be talking about the steps somebody needs to take when they are a recent widow. Kind of a hard one.
It really is. It's super emotional. And it hits home with me today just because I lost a really good friend this morning. And his wife called me and just said, I don't know what to do. It's a scary place to be.
It is.
So scary. Yeah, there's a lot to be thinking about and a lot of emotions and a lot of time with family. And you're going to get a lot of input from everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to weigh in. So we hope that this podcast today can give you some steps to go in the right direction and it be a good resource for you. Evie, do you want to expand?
Really, one of the first things that you need to do, I mean, you're just in a...
We call it brain fog.
It is
a brain fog.
You're in such a fragile...
And you don't even realize it, that it's so hard to make decisions or understand things because everything is hitting you all at once. It's like those sensors are going off.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And your world is just turned upside down. And so really the first thing to do is just build your team of people. Right?
Absolutely. Exactly.
And what do we mean by building our team of people? I mean, that's getting your accountant, a financial advisor, possibly a state attorney together. Mm-hmm. You know,
even just one.
Exactly.
Because one can lead to the entire team. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a lot of input from family or friends and people that care.
Whether
you want it or not. And many times those people have their own thoughts about how things should go. And it is really important for you to be able to formulate your own ideas. And so to do that, finding someone outside of the family or a friend group that can be neutral can be helpful in this way. I think when it comes down to it, getting a referral, Karin.
Neutral is the key word there.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. But also make sure that they're experienced. Make sure they've gone through this process before. Make sure they know, because as we'll talk about today, there's a lot of really important things that you need to know and do quickly, or you can lose out, sadly.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty important. So
the first thing I think that you need to do is get organized, right?
Yep. I feel like everything we start with is get organized.
It just is so true. But pull everything that you know together. You have some sort of file system, wherever all the papers go, mm-hmm. wherever all the mail goes, just starting putting things in a pile. Don't worry too much about it, about what it means or what it is. Just take those pieces of paper, take it out of the envelope and put it in a pile and bring that to your neutral financial advisor, CPA, person who you trust.
Same is true even with now in this like e-delivery world. If you're getting an email that's like statement enclosed, just start a folder and just put them all in there because then you can share it with your financial person as well.
And that includes anything that's like your 401k, your mortgage statement, your insurance papers, even your debts, like if you have a
your
Visa
bills.
Card or Visa payments or your auto payments from your, if you have everything set up, like your house payments or anything that you do online or that has any kind of number.
Anything mm-hmm. with a number on it. Doesn't matter. If it's got a number on it, it belongs in your file folder. That's for sure.
And really the reason why you're putting all of that in one spot is when you're sitting down with your trusted team or a financial professional, they're going to look through and see how everything is titled. And what we mean by that is how are they owned? So is it in joint name? Is it just in one person's name? Is it possibly in a trust? And so that's going to have a big impact on how those assets are treated after this person has passed away.
And who's the beneficiary?
Exactly.
So just kind of in general, if it is a IRA, a 401k, an annuity, insurance, they all have beneficiaries. That goes direct to you mm-hmm. or direct to whoever is set up as a beneficiary.
Yep.
But if it's titled like a house or a checking account or a investment taxable account that doesn't have that, and it doesn't have a TOD, what we call, or transfer on death or payable on death, then that might have to go through what we call probate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And probate is not as hard of a process as it used to be, but it's still something you kind of want to avoid at all costs. Mm-hmm. So what goes into probate? Something that might go into probate would be, let's say somebody had a stock, right? And they owned it in their own name and they didn't have those instructions on it, like a transfer on death or a payable on death. That asset is going to automatically be part of what's called probate. And so that process goes through the court system, but can be easily managed with the, I would say, appointment of the executor.
The executor.
Yeah.
Kind of the person in charge.
The person in charge. And the court does appoint that particular person.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a good point, too, because you need to gather some things from the courts, like a death certificate. Like, get 20 copies because you're going to need it.
For everything.
You really will. Yeah.
And then the court will appoint the executor, depending on who that is, in the will or your trust. And if you have things titled in a trust, it goes directly into that trust. Mm-hmm. So if you have an account that's set in a trust, then that trust tells you how to manage that money. Mm-hmm. Who's the executor, where it goes, what should happen with it, and it doesn't go through probate. It bypasses probate.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of times that people don't have a will, right? And so if you don't have a will and it goes to probate, actually, each state that that person lived in has an order of where things go and who the actual beneficiary is, whether you named them or not. I mean, if you didn't name them and don't have a will in place. And so it's another good reminder to get some of those kind of essential estate documents in place, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And one thing to note, we were just doing some numbers. Oh my gosh, there a lot of people are widowers. So if you're going through this, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. It seems as though like 15 million people as of 2019, we're just looking at the Census Bureau numbers, are widows. And they don't count you if you're remarried, but there's a lot of people out there that have gone through the same thing. But if you are young or if you are under 65, there's some important things to know about Social Security, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's touch on the young people first.
Yeah.
So let's say you have kids who are under the age of 18. Now, this is extremely important. If you do have kids that are under the age of 18, you can receive Social Security benefits for those children, but it does not start as of the date of the person's passing. It starts as of the date of filing. So it's incredibly important
really
that you
important.
Immediately go to the Social Security office and begin to apply for those benefits, because that is the date that's used to calculate.
And those payments can add up.
They certainly can. Yeah. You have two or three children, that can really be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Very helpful. So if you don't have children under 18, and let's say your spouse was taking Social Security, you also need to go to the benefit office, because it has to end on the date of death, mm-hmm. the Social Security. But now the Social Security payment has changed. So if your spouse was getting one dollar amount and you were getting another, now at that spouse's passing, now you have to calculate what your new check is going to be mm-hmm. going forward.
And that's something a lot of people kind of forget. They don't realize that one of those payments is going to go away. So, you know, it's just important that you go and work with a benefit person at Social Security, make sure it's done correctly. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we didn't really talk about with getting organized, but it's so important to have passwords all in one. We're in this digital age now. And the three of us were talking before we sat down and did this here. And two of us didn't have our passwords written down in one
Guilty.
Place. So, yeah. So, it is so important now, because there's, Karen, you have your story.
Well, the reason I did is because my husband at the time was in the hospital and in a coma, and I couldn't even access the AT&T voicemail. At the time, we were doing, the landline and the voicemail.
Yeah.
I couldn't access that, nor could I probably have accessed his cell phone for people calling, but I couldn't even do the voicemail without the password. He had to approve me as a person on the account, and he couldn't speak at the time.
Yeah. So it's just really important having that information all in one place. And also just make sure you're putting all of the information. If something were to happen to you, people know where to reach out to. So they're not needing to just get random things from the mail and put things together. They just know.
And the most secure place is probably they have apps that are protected, but you have to know what that password is to get the app.
That's true. Yeah, that's very, very true.
So I would say moving forward, take time for yourself. This is a very stressful time. You will absolutely get through it. But take time to allow yourself to grieve.
Yeah.
And to spend time with family and to process.
Yeah. I think it's also really important when you're in this brain fog, like Karin mentioned, to not make huge decisions. You're not thinking like yourself. You're not thinking clearly. So put some of those decisions off. You don't need to make those giant decisions at this point in time.
Especially moving.
Yeah. Right.
It seems like, oh my gosh, I need to. But you have a grief already of your spouse. And if you move out of your community, now you have another grief. That's you don't true. Need to put that on top of yourself.
Right.
Give you time to do that. But you really, once you get everything organized and then you get all your papers in order and the new beneficiaries on your accounts, and then for IRAs, you might have to move things over. There are a lot of steps that a financial advisor or somebody that can help you. And then once everything is in order for you, you've gotten life insurance proceeds or you've titled things differently, now you have to figure out your budget.
Mm-hmm.
What makes sense in your life now? Do you have small kids? Does it make sense to stay in the house? Don't do it right away, but you're going to have to make those decisions eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there, unfortunately, are, not to scare anybody, but man, there is just fraud everywhere these days.
Ugh.
You can't do anything without somebody potentially trying to hack in or do something. So just, this is just a announcement to just say, watch out for things that don't sound right,
mm-hmm.
that sound a little off.
Trust your gut.
And trust your gut and ask. Also, people get proud and they don't, even if you make a mistake and you give somebody a number or you give somebody a social security number, whatever it is, tell your financial advisor, tell your kids, your family that you potentially did that so they can help you remediate it and get things organized and back on track. So it happens. It happens to a lot of people, and a lot of people get tricked, especially during major life events. So just watch yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
You will make it through this period of time. It may not feel like it right at the beginning, but you will.
And if you're not widowed, if you're listening to this podcast just to think, how do I prepare if something might happen to those that I love? Get everything in one spot or spots that you know where they are and you know how to find them.
Well, and not only you know where they are, where other people know where they are too, because if something happens to you, whoever you, your spouse or your children need to know where these documents are, because it's just so important and it can make their lives so much easier.
That's it.
Well, it's a tough subject.
It is.
It is. And like EB said, take care of yourself. It's going to be okay. Get organized. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.